Hello, this is Michael Winkler again. I would like to start with my presentation. It's called Stuttering Problem or Challenge for People Who Stutter and Society. It's about thoughts of the role of people who stutter in the society. It's a short presentation of a longer version, and I try to concentrate on the main aspects. I was member of the German Association and also of the Saxon Association. Now I'm more or less free of any association, and I would like to call the space where I work as a network of people who stutter. Yeah, I'm really happy to be part of the second Congress of People Who Stutter in Africa. And my French is not so good. Bonjour, ça va? How are you? So I hope you had a nice time so far, and will have. And I hope to contribute a bit with my presentation. So it just, I will say press button, and then you can continue. So the audio file goes on. So if you press the button, you see a map where Dresden is. It's in southeast of Germany, in the state of Saxony, and there you may have a little picture, and you saw it already in the first movies a bit, and so you may have an idea where I live. And yes, next slide. Just some words to me. I never really did stationary therapy. I did some therapies with some therapists, speech therapists, starting during my school time, during my studies. And all in all, I think I always try to focus to find things out of myself on my own, because I found it more it's very important to find your own way, because everyone is different, and so therapies may be a help, but it's just one part of the big picture. So far I'm more interested in psychological aspects, and was also quite lucky to be in TV talking about my stuttering, and I would consider myself as almost cured, but I will refer to this part later on as well. Next slide. Just a short overview. Usually it's about maybe 20 slides. I will show only 5 or so. And here you see a short overview. And interestingly, last year I realized, next slide, that it's interesting to see the difference between an American and the British word for stottern, as we call it in German, stammering and stuttering. If you press the button, you see what I thought, because stammering sounds more like stammeln. It's the German word for not knowing what to say. This, in my point of view, sounds more like a mental challenge. So you have to think, you have to use your brain what to say. And stottern, it's closer to German, or stuttering in this case, I mean. If you're not able to say what you want to say. And this is, I think, the thing I would like to refer. It's more a psychic challenge. Next slide. I've divided the development of a stuttering person into two parts. In the lower one, it's more that life is more influenced by stuttering, more determined. You see stuttering as the big, in some cases even the biggest part in your life. And then it changes that you get aware of your capabilities, of your opportunities of yours, of yourself in the end, and stuttering becomes smaller and smaller. It's just a part of your life, and I think it will never really go away. It will just change its shape, its form, its influence. And there's just one simple thing that Preikler and Apollo, what makes the difference between these two faces, if I may call them like this? Acceptance. As simple as that. It took me some years to find out that it's just, you have to accept it. Only if you accept a thing, in case stuttering, it's just one part of human life, so stuttering will change. And I would define the degree of healing or of cure as a degree of acceptance. The more you accept the stuttering, the more you get healed, to say it in simple words. Next slide. And I already started with that. What is stuttering? Might be a stupid question, but still it starts with that. And you have the more medical definition. Some people say it's just a different way to talk, and I would call it's a corrective for the unconscious use and maybe even the conscious misuse of speaking in society, when we speak in society. So I want to say that stuttering is maybe even a must. So if you press the button, you have two questions. Many people ask, why do I stutter? Why in particular I? So you can ask, you can look to the past and you ask for causes. Maybe something in your childhood, this and that, da, da, da. It's always a passive thing, because things in the past you can never change. What happened, happened. Might be interesting to figure it out, but it's much more important to look in the future, to ask what's the meaning, what can I do with my stuttering, how does it form my life, how does it give me opportunities even. So I will come to this topic later on as well. And in the end, you have to find a quite mixture of past and future, means right now, right here. What do I do in the very moment, in the here and now, if you want to say it like this? And I just used a saying of Kierkegaard, a Danish philosopher. And so, he also says that we have to live it forward, and that's the most important thing. So, let's come to the next slide. Have you ever thought about positive aspects? I also wrote negative ones, but I think we don't have to talk about that much, that topic too much, because usually people forget about the positive aspect. I've asked together with a friend in the last year some people if they could imagine that there could be something positive about stuttering, and I just want to pick out two things, maybe like. Stuttering as a post, as a signpost, as a sign. And we all know this feeling of fear, and maybe this very moment we know we feel a fear that is like a path. So we have, or we shall do this thing, this very thing we are afraid of. And so there are some researchers who say that there's something different with our nerves in the so-called Hollandische Operculum. So don't ask me exactly what it is. I just wanted to say that some physicians or doctors may say it might be a malfunction, but it could be also an advancement of human beings. So we are more sensitive while speaking. We take more care of speaking. So why shouldn't it be an advancement? So it might be something positive if we can use it in the right way. So next slide. One of the most important things is fear. I think the main problem is not the stuttering itself. So if I speak like this, so and no one would care. No one would feel whatever, you know. So I mean, we are the ones who feel a bit strange or feel a bit not sure if we stutter. But in most of the cases, the other person, yeah, doesn't really care that much. They are also afraid maybe how to deal with a person who stutters and all these things, you know. But in the end, it starts with ourselves to change things, and in the end we have to find a balance and equilibrium. My goodness, it's a difficult word, sorry. And the most important thing is self-perception, and to look at it with honesty, sincerity. And yeah, next slide shows a saying of a Indian philosopher, and he says that he thinks everything is possible, and at the same time he could ask for everything, question everything. So I mean, it's the same thing: look in the future and look in the past at the same time, but still be calm, not in a hurry, be patient. Some things take time, but it's no use to hurry or to get afraid of something, you know. I mean, fear is something normal, but still it's a point of how to deal with it. Yeah, and just one picture I try to translate: there's no courage without fear. So fear is nothing, not only something bad or something like this, but it's a condition to show courage, and the courage we can show and we can go ahead with. So yeah, and this also starts with acceptance. So next slide shows some practical things, and you can use techniques in with speech therapists. I just mentioned German people here, but there are worldwide, you have so many therapies you can learn about or you can use them, but still it's just one part. Reduction of fear by public awareness. Go to the public places and do some practical things. Maybe even making a survey, asking people what do they know about stuttering. So you have two things. You can inform people about yourself, and you get somehow rid of your fears slowly, bit by bit. You know, it takes some time. It's no use to start with the first thing, with the biggest task maybe, but bit by bit. Reading may help from different fields, and in my case I found it quite interesting to go abroad, to live in another social environment, being far away from the well-known social environment, from the system, so to speak, so to get some new idea. It's not a must, but in my case I think it helped a lot. And I did some breathing exercises, because the breathing is a very important thing to get calm, to feel your breath. Doing yoga maybe, and there are some other things like alternative medicines like homeopathy or acupuncture or whatever. I mean, it's not only related to speaking. There are so many things. And your family is also related. How is the feeling, or what are the feelings of your parents regarding your stuttering? Also food might be interesting. So, and to take four things out of it. So let things go sometimes. It's good to let it go. It's good to take things, to analyze them, but also to let it go. And focus on the successes. What have you reached? So, because most of us tend to look on the things that didn't work. why don't we look on the things that worked maybe? And yeah, humor is a good thing to not to take some things too serious. So, and after all, without love, all the things wouldn't be with much help. So that's also a good part to develop this one, because it's not only for stuttering, but for your whole life. And yeah, this is a picture in Dresden when we made a survey on stuttering with a friend of mine. And yeah, just another saying of a psychoanalyst, that love, work and knowledge are the wellsprings of our life. And it is maybe related to the things I said before. Yes, last slide. If you have any questions, so just feel free to ask. You can also check my homepage. It's www.lebedeinstottern.de, something like live your stuttering. Yeah, so there are some articles, some audio files, and yeah, all those things. And you can send me email, or if you feel like calling, just call me. And yeah, that's it. I hope you have a nice conference, so on. And last but not least, I would like to come back to France with a saying of a French actress, Isabella Gianni: life is worth being lived, but not worth being discussed all the time. So, meaning, it's not necessary to talk all the time. So, in some cases, it's even good to be silent. So, speaking is silver and silence is golden, some people say. And some cases, it's also good just to relax. So, yeah, I've reached the end, and again, I would like to wish you a nice conference, and I was very happy to be part of it, although it was not personal, but we could use the technical opportunities of our times. And yeah, that's it. Thank you very much, and goodbye. Au revoir.